there's been a real shortage of hire cars across the state. We've heard about that, and suggestions that some people could actually hire their own private cars out. Well, you can only do it under certain circumstances. It is actually illegal. Jason Hardy is a Transport Safety and Investigation Officer with State Growth, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon, Martin.
We've heard of apps such as Car Next Door and Drive My Car. They're still okay, aren't they?
They certainly are, yes.
And how do they work?
They're a registered service through the department, so they effectively have their own form of accreditation to allow that sort of activity to occur.
Okay, and they cover insurance and things like that as well, and take some of the fee, no doubt, as well. I mean, it'd be an easy way for someone to think, look, you know, I can make a couple of hundred bucks here just by hiring my car out, but it is illegal, as we mentioned, and the reason we're talking to you today is because there's been a few of these you've seen advertised online and in print and places like that as well, and you've sort of, alarm bells have gone off a bit.
Yes, our department's certainly taken a proactive approach to it, and in the first instance is contacting these persons with a focus on education in the first instance.
So basically you're saying, do you realise what you're doing is wrong, even whether they do or not?
Yes, very much so, and advising them what their legal obligations are and what the requirements are to provide that service lawfully, and we certainly try and assist them through that process, be it through education and providing all the relevant information they need and contact details of people within the department who can assist them with that.
So what are those obligations and requirements that they have to do, Jason?
They need to be under an approved accreditation system, which basically oversees it. And as you said earlier, registered services such as Car Next Door and Drive My Car, they actually meet that criteria. The other ongoing areas of concern are they need to have ongoing safety inspections done on their vehicles, and in conjunction with that, they also need to have the appropriate MAIB insurance cover on their registration.
Is there much cost involved in meeting those criteria? Because, I mean, this could be a disincentive, really, couldn't it, for some people?
It certainly is, and from our initial contact with a majority of the people who are advertising these services, they've chosen not to go ahead and provide that service. However, there is a small number that have, and we'll continue to assist them through this process.
Okay, and for those that willingly, you know, say they're not going to do it anymore, and then as soon as your back's turned, they're doing it again, there are some substantial fines, aren't there?
There are some significant fines. It can be up to penalty ranges up to $34,000 or in excess of, and up to 12 months imprisonment, depending on the offence that's...
They're maximum offences, we should point
correct.
Out, but
correct,
it
yes.
wouldn't be a small fine the first time either.
No, certainly not.
So how many times have you seen this happen recently? And I guess it's been brought on by the fact that we're hearing that, you know, hire car firms are charging $300 a day or up to $500 a day and there's no cars available. Has it just been something that's happened as a result of that recently, or is this something that's been an ongoing thing that's happened in the past that we haven't heard much about?
There's been a lot more of this activity since the shortfall in hire vehicles. We've certainly noticed an increase in a lot of this unlawful activity on social media and online marketplace. So yes, it is proportionate to the shortfall in hire cars. However, there are systems there to allow them to do it lawfully, and it's the ones that are choosing not to do it down the lawful avenue that are of attention to us.
Okay, for anyone that's thinking of doing it now, they're probably realising, okay, there's a bit more involvement than I thought. How do they go about going through the correct procedure? You've actually got a website for this, haven't you?
We have, yes. There's a licensing and registration website on State Growth's webpage, and also we have a online reporting or an email address that people can report anything if they believe there's any unlawful activity occurring, which is transport.safety@stategrowth.tas.gov.au. Or alternatively, we have a hotline of 03-677-1936.
Terrific, Jason. Thanks very much for your time today. I guess it's a hard thing to police. You can't sort of stop every second car and say, have you got a paying passenger on board, or have you rented this car off someone? So you're relying on the public to tell you, and also, as you say, you're actively looking on social media and places like that. So hopefully we won't see too much of it going on.
Thanks, hoping, man.
Good on you, Jason. Thanks for your time today.
No worries. Thank you very much.